This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
All right.
What's wrong?
Well, you're in the mask. So that's going to be...
What do you mean, in the mask?
The microphone is underneath the mask.
There's no microphone.
Yeah, there's a microphone right here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what do you want me to be doing?
So take the mask off.
Welcome to the New Yorker Radio Hour. I'm David Remnick.
So let's do the mask first, and then we'll put the earbuds in.
I put the mask on first.
Yes. But we have to take it out of here.
It's so hard to be a reporter.
And then take this off here. Okay. So let's just... Right. Mask on.
The other day, Patricia Marks got suited up by her producer, Stephen Valentino. And Patty and Stephen headed out to Citi Field to see the Mets take on the Colorado Rockies.
Okay, so we're...
Are you sure we're heading in the right place?
Yeah.
Like we're heading somewhere that it's advertising discount mufflers.
It wasn't just any game. This was the first game of the season with a vaccinated seating section where you could sit in a big group of your friends and yell and cheer and chant and curse, just like the days of yore. And Patty was psyched.
So finally, after about 263 years, I was going to get to go to a baseball game and sit in the vaccinated section at Citi Field.
Okay, so we should get our vaccine cards and our IDs and our tickets.
And now, of course, we have to find our seats. We pretty much took everything except a hot air balloon to get to the stratosphere where our seats in section 534 were.
We're up above, we're one more up.
Aye, aye, aye.
So we have to walk it.
It's probably unfashionable to say, but I love baseball. I love baseball for all the reasons most people hate baseball. I love that it's so slow. It's like life that way. When you go to the restroom and you come back, you don't say, what happened? Because you know you'll figure it out eventually, and it may not matter in the long run anyway. I have loved baseball ever since I was a kid and used to go to Phillies games with my father. And every night, when he came back from work, I would practice my pitching with him because I was determined to be a pitcher for the Phillies.
Well, this is our first game of the season, and I haven't been to a game for, in fact, a couple of years, and I'm amazed at how few people are here. It's the first game where vaccinated, unvaccinated people can come. Were you surprised?
Yeah, this is our first game, too, back for a long time. I thought the vaccinated section would have more people, for sure.
We actually tried to get tickets today, and we were having trouble getting tickets, and I don't understand why.
We did too.
Yeah.
Maybe they should be a little more welcoming.
Yeah.
It's in.
We have the whole section to ourselves. We could sit wherever we want.
You'd think that they would sort of favor us.
Yeah. I actually said I thought that the vaccinated people should get better seats instead of way up top where we are.
On top of nobody there, it was fucking freezing. It was like the ambience on top of Mount Everest.
What do you think it says about the world reopening that we're here?
I think that it's very curious that the world is reopening and nobody came. I think that maybe people... Oh, somebody tried to get a... Well, somebody, meaning a Met. I guess a Met.
That's a Met.
It's really hard to tell the difference up here. But a Met tried to catch a foul ball and he fell into the stands.
I was expecting a big draw. I mean, New York has reopened. We have
a lot of people too. It's really exciting that we're allowed to be with other people and watch baseball. And the Mets are doing really well. They're in first place. Maybe people don't like winners. I don't know. But they could be watching the Colorado Rockies or losers. So there's a little bit for everybody. You do feel like a sucker for being here.
I mean, this is kind of sad.
Kinda? Why did you put kinda in front of that? This is very sad. What? It's a Tuesday night. Clearly something else.
It's a Monday night.
A Monday night. Something else better is happening. There must be a special at the supermarket at Morton Williams on chicken thighs or something. Which, you know, that sounds kind of fun compared to this.
Right, way back. Take a good look. You won't see it for long. 1-0 Colorado.
All right, and I'm not proud of this, but at the end of the fourth inning, I left. And it turns out I was right. The Mets lost 3-2.
We'll make this work, okay?
Okay.
Goodbye. Okay, thanks, buddy.
This is 161st Street, Yankee Stadium. Transfer
so,
is available to the floor.
The Mets game wasn't the only game in town. We also went to a Yankees game. We were in the unvaccinated section this time, and in this section we had to socially distance, which turns out it was quite nice. It was like going business class.
Where are our seats? Okay.
Where are we?
428.
Now, to me, the Yankees are Pfizer, and the Mets are Moderna. And the Yankees were going to play the White Sox, who are, of course, bleach.
Well,
we're sitting two rows behind the loudest person in America. We are in a section that is as high as you can get without being on the roof. And when I say high, I don't mean performance-enhancing drugs. And yet, it is still, even from miles above the field, it's gorgeous. Oh, wait a minute.
Wait, okay.
Did he get
so he got to
tagged out? He must have. They'd be cheering.
Okay, you can two always, outs.
Two outs, but the guy running home got tagged out.
Okay.
That's bad.
Oh, see, I thought we were going to have bases loaded, but we don't. Okay.
No. Two outs. There was a Fellini-esque quality to the night, too, which was that at some point, Stephen and I noticed that the stadium was filling up with young people in, say, their 20s who were all wearing purple graduation gowns and mortar boards. Thank you for being so conveniently located to us.
Thank you.
Could you tell me why you're here and did you graduate today or do you just love wearing the gown?
So on the first day of freshman year, we were told that we would be graduating here at Yankee Stadium last Wednesday. So we figured we'd come to Yankee in our attire anyways and have a good time.
How was your last year being there but not there?
It wasn't the same. The city was empty for most of the year. The professors did a good job for the most part, but it didn't really capture the full college experience.
With that being said, we got some really cool opportunities that we wouldn't have. We got to climb the Wall Street Bull and ride that. We got to swim in the fountains. There were so many things we could do because there were no people.
Until the ninth inning, the game was good, but you had to be kind of an expert to appreciate it because what was good was the pitching. So it was a tied game 1-1 at the top of the ninth. The White Sox come up, they get two hits, There's a man on first and a man on second, and...
grounded to third. There's one. There's two. There it is. It's a triple play. They got a triple play to get out of the jam.
And the bottom of the ninth was wonderful. Aaron Judge hits a single. Gia Urshelet hits another single. Now there's a guy on first and a guy on second. Gleyber Torres, who has just returned from having been sidelined because of COVID, is up to bat. He hits a grounder past the shortstop into left field. Judge rounds third. There's chaos. And he beats the ball to the plate. And the Yankees win.
A good day at the ballpark for Patricia Mark. She's a longtime staff writer. Stephen Valentino is one of our producers.
That was exciting, and I'm not just saying that because I've been locked up for 14 months. I want you.